I don't know how else to say this other than this is a threat to our democracy. I'm not sure anybody should ever be worth $1 trillion, and if they are, it should definitely not be Elon Musk, who is so power-hungry that he is now rewiring the political system in the United States, and in his idea, Europe, to then benefit himself and make him more and more wealthy. The news that we just got is Elon Musk is the world's first trillionaire after his company SpaceX did an initial public offering. They IPO'd just this morning. Elon Musk is somebody who has used his wealth to try to wriggle elections in Donald Trump's favor, used his wealth to do weird fake raffles and trick people into voting in states like Pennsylvania, and most importantly, and we're going to talk about this later on in the video more in depth, Elon Musk has used the government to gain his wealth and then doesn't pay taxes back into the government. Obama subsidized a lot of the growth of SpaceX and Elon Musk's other companies, and then Elon Musk turns around and makes sure that he doesn't have to pay into the very system that has benefited him. It is sick, twisted, broken, and we're going to talk about it throughout this video. If you appreciate this type of news and you want to help support our pro-democracy, anti-Elon message, make sure you drop a like. Make sure you subscribe to the Adam Mockler feed. And this is an important conversation that we need to be having. So, soon to be trillionaire, this was written yesterday. Now trillionaire, Elon Musk's wealth grew by over $1 million per minute in the last year. Elon Musk, as an individual, is more rich, has more money than the poorest 46% of the world combined. That is 3.8 billion people that Elon Musk has more wealth than. Absolutely absurd. And you know how he's using this wealth on a day-to-day basis? In order to trick voters and try to rig elections. Elon Musk spent more than $290 million on the 2024 election. Not for altruistic reasons. He's not out there just trying to make the world better because he wants to make the world better. Maybe like 2012 Elon Musk, who was only talking about space. You can make that argument that he has, you know, bigger visions, but right now, when he's donating into the political system this much money, it's for his own self-interested, narcissistic, and awful reasons. He has donated this money, he has bought Twitter, and he has used that to spread so much disinformation and muddy the waters on many issues. On top of spending over $300 million to get Trump elected, and then walking around the White House on ketamine with Doge, which we should talk about Doge in just one second, Elon Musk also got sued because his group had an illegal scheme to induce Wisconsinites to vote in the Wisconsin Supreme Court race. In June 2025, a Democracy Defenders Fund filed this lawsuit because Elon Musk tried to bribe people into voting. This guy did the same thing in Pennsylvania, and then we figured out that Musk's super PAC came out and said the $1 million raffle they were doing wasn't actually a raffle. This says, Musk's PAC claims $1 million winners not chosen by chance. Meaning, you know, they were hand-selected, hand-picked, and surgically given this money by Elon Musk. What the absolute hell. It gets even worse. When Elon Musk bought his way into the White House and then was high on ketamine and running Doge, he wasn't doing that to find waste, fraud, and abuse. That was obviously a scam. It was a cover-up. You guys know that. He did it in order to rewire contracts in his favor and likely steal the personal data of a bunch of Social Security Administration people. That is what his crew was doing. I can't tell what's more cynical. You know, before we get on to how we can actually fix this, in one moment, Micah Irfan is going to join. We're going to talk about the exact way to fix this and make sure that Elon Musk's wealth isn't destroying our democracy. It's going to be very important. But I can't tell what is worse. Elon Musk's Doge all being a front to rewire the system for himself, or the fact that Elon Musk has bought the website of Twitter, rebranded it into X, and then used that to spread disinformation, conspiracy theories, racist theories. He spreads lies about black Americans, about black people overall. He spreads lies about trans people. Basically, the richest man in the world is addicted to punching down on any minority group he can possibly find. Let me read this for you from the Financial Times. In the 10 days since British police released video footage of Henry Nowak's dying moments, Musk has posted or reposted more than 100 attacks on British multiculturalism and in support of extremists like Tabby Robinson and Rupert Lowe, leader of the Restore Britain Party. For those unaware of the Nowak tragedy, he was an 18-year-old white boy who was on his way home one night when he was fatally stabbed by a British Sikh. I mean, there's like race doesn't matter. Crime happens. It just happens in cities. The culprit's brother called the police to say that Nowak had attacked and racially abused him, a story that turns out to have been invented. The police believed Digwa's account and handcuffed Nowak as he was dying on the doorstep of his home. It's awful. This is tragic. This says the footage is unbearably tragic. Police negligence should be investigated and fixed. The police have to be held accountable. We all agree with this. I mean, there are situations in which tragic things happen and the police absolutely F up. But Elon Musk is distorting this to turn it into this weird racial thing. He's posted hundreds of times about it. Here's the thing. Nowak's parents called on the public to respect their grief and not to politicize his murder. His own parents. Musk, on the other hand, wants to turn Nowak into a white George Floyd, just to put it bluntly. There have been cases of racially motivated murders of non-whites by whites in Britain. This happens and across all races, like crime happens and it's awful. Does anyone know the name of Cameron Aman? He was a non-white Briton who was stabbed to death last year on the doorstep of his mother's home in South Wales. He was dropping off her groceries. Elon Musk will not talk about this story because it doesn't benefit his narrative. Elon Musk got into power, immediately began to help cover up the Epstein files, and then started to spread racial animus and hatred throughout the effing world. I just, you know, before I bring on Micah to talk about this, I want to show you this Elon Musk post. Remember when he said, "Time to drop the really big bomb. At real Donald Trump is in the Epstein files. That is the reason they have not been made public." Elon Musk had access to a lot of our data when he was in the government. It seems like he knows something. And I think it's almost worse that he's heavily implying here that Trump is a pedophile, and then he was still seen with Trump like a few months later. So are they just openly walking around admitting they're pedophiles now? It's absolutely absurd. Now, I want to talk about the actual way to fix this. I'm going to bring on our policy advisor, Micah Irfan, to answer some questions about Elon Musk's distortionary wealth. Watch until the end and drop a like.
All right, Micah, it's safe to say that this is a threat to our democracy, to say the least. As the main policy advisor for Mockler Media, can you break down how this is possible and how we remedy this?
Yeah, I mean, I think this is a great example of how broken America is. Taxpayers funded Elon Musk's businesses. They subsidized them. They supported them with research and development, tax credits, all these things. They built Elon Musk. And now people like Elon Musk, billionaires, buy our political process to rig the rules so that they don't have to give back the wealth that's been created. They get to hoard all the wealth that's been created. And that's what's happened today. SpaceX just had an initial public offering. SpaceX is a company that Barack Obama built just as much as Elon Musk. Yet somehow taxpayers always get shifted. We have corporate socialism in America. We subsidize the wealth of billionaires and we never get it back. I think this is a clear example of another policy failure in the United States.
And Elon Musk has taken full advantage of both his wealth and the power that comes with it in order to re-rig the system in his favor. Can I ask you, what type of tax will work on somebody like Elon Musk? Because it feels like the brutal reality is there are all of these different tax loopholes that can be taken advantage of. A lot of Elon Musk's wealth isn't like real, it's speculative in his company, from my understanding. So he launches these companies and it's not like he gets a cash injection in his pocket. It's just the speculation of the company's worth. So what's the best tax policy for this? It's an important question.
I mean, there's a lot of things that need to be changed, but I mean, I don't think most Americans understand that Elon Musk pays like a 1% tax rate every single year. He pays a way lower tax rate than anybody else. Anybody watching this, me and you, anybody else. And so there's a lot of things that we need to do to change this. The first thing we need to do is fix the corporate tax because his companies are not paying corporate taxes. They do this thing called profit shifting, where they basically use complex accounting to shift all their profits into countries that have zero taxes, like Ireland. And so they get to push all the profits there, then they pay zero taxes. We have to make that impossible. Here's the second thing. He's supposed to pay a capital gains tax. He gets around it with this complex scheme of taking out loans. He has all these lawyers to do this. Here's what we need to do. We need to put a progressive tax on Elon Musk's consumption. Every single year, this guy spends crazy amounts of money on luxury products, hotels, food, all these things. And he pays the same sales tax rate that me and you do. No, that shouldn't be possible. We should tax his consumption with different brackets. So there's a 20% bracket on this amount, 30% bracket as it goes up and up and up. And here's the last thing we should do. Whenever Elon Musk dies, we have to tax all of this untaxed wealth and we have to impose a tax on his inheritors. It is crazy that in this country, somebody can inherit something like $100 billion worth of wealth. And if they know the tax code well enough, they can escape paying pretty much any taxes on that wealth. That should not be possible in the United States.
all right, everybody, life is stressful, whether it's the news cycle, whether it's the economy, whether it's the heat outside in Chicago where I live, life can get pretty stressful. And something I do to help de-stress is rely on IndiCloud. IndiCloud is a fully legal online cannabis dispensary with THC sodas, gummies, pre-rolls, flower, sleep gummies, things with no THC that just allow you to de-stress. I would not lead you astray. I enjoy IndiCloud, and everything is federally legal hemp-derived THC. Everything is lab tested, and everything is shipped discreetly to your door. For me, the THC sodas are great when I want to unwind without actually, you know, engaging in any marijuana use, or when I want to take sleep gummies because I've had a very long travel day and I'm just struggling to calm down and have a lower heart rate. There are so many daily uses for IndiCloud, and I urge you to check them out below. If you're 21 or older, go to IndiCloud.co. That's C-O, not .com, it's .co. And use code Mockler for 30% off. So one more time, go to IndiCloud.co. It's in the description below. And use code Mockler for 30% off your order. Thank you, guys. And thank you to IndiCloud. Back to the video.
Yeah, everybody watching, you see why he's our policy advisor now. I mean, outside the box thinking in ways that we can actually solve these problems beyond just, you know, talking about Elon Musk's disproportionate wealth and his power. It's nice to have these actual policies that we can push as we're talking to Democrats, as we're interviewing Democrats, and that's Mockler Media. So, by the way, make sure you subscribe, but we're not done yet. To continue, let me read this article for you right here. It says, as Elon Musk's personal fortune is expected to surpass $1 trillion, which it now has, he will now be richer as one man than the bottom 46% of the entire world. So his wealth is more than the bottom 46% of the world combined. 3.8 billion people's wealth combined doesn't touch what he is worth. What kind of effects does this type of wealth disparity have globally, but also in America, have on our politics? Doesn't it create a level of apathy that then maybe leads to populism, then allows Elon Musk to take advantage of that further? What's the political analysis here?
I mean, like, this is not compatible with democracy. And I think everybody recognizes that. Like, imagine a society where one person has all the wealth. Okay, well, that's not democracy, right? Wealth is power, right? And so we're not at that point yet, but we're getting really, really close to it, where we're seeing a very small billionaire and now trillionaire class centralizing more and more wealth among themselves while everybody else becomes poorer. And that especially matters in a country like the United States, where there's unlimited spending in politics. You can drop $30 million, $40 million on a congressional candidate that was popular and make them lose. That's the that's what we just saw with Thomas Massie. Elon Musk now has enough wealth that he could have funded Trump's entire 2024 campaign. Literally, what is it? About 1,000 times over. Trump's campaign cost like $1.2 trillion, $1.2 billion.
Yeah.
He could fund the whole thing. That is not compatible with democracy. This guy has so much wealth that he can buy every single ad slot in the United States on YouTube, on the internet, on TV for 2 months. Just himself. He could buy every single ad slot. That is not democracy. And so we not only do we have to go after the concentrated wealth of the billionaire and now trillionaire class, but we also have to rewrite our democratic rules to say that no, money is not speech. Elon Musk does not have a right to buy our election.
That's the entire Citizens United case, basically. It's the entire question in whether or not individuals or corporations can donate this amount of money. So there's zero limitation to how much Elon Musk could donate. Like, if he wanted
absolutely
to donate
zero. He could donate $500 billion to the America Super PAC, which he's created, and spend an unlimited amount of money attacking whoever he wants that is a political candidate for office. That's also the insanity of the right wing Supreme Court. The right wing Supreme Court, you know, doesn't think that women have a right to healthcare and privacy, but somehow billionaires have a right to spend $500 billion buying elections. It's crazy.
It's incredibly crazy. And Elon Musk did literally try to buy the election. Some would say he succeeded. He donated upwards of $300 million to Donald Trump's campaign, the single largest donation from any individual in American history. But not only that, he spent $44 billion, took out a loan to buy Twitter, rebranded to X, and that gave him so much control of the narrative of attention and so much distortionary effect on people's beliefs that he's even ratcheting Europe, certain countries over there, to the right. So it's incredibly disgusting seeing people take advantage of this, distort our politics, and try to rig it. Micah Irfan, thank you so much for joining me. You can find Micah in the description below, and we'll talk again soon. Peace out.